Om Shanti, good morning. Today's Murli is 20th of December 2019, and the essence is, sweet children, the Father has come to fill you all with treasures. You simply have to follow God's instructions, make effort well, and claim the inheritance. Do not become defeated by Maya. So firstly, let's address this point of sweet children. And every day Baba says sweet children, not bitter children, not sour children, not dry children, not rancid children, not acidic children. Because we are all those things, but what does Baba choose to focus on? He chooses to focus on our sweetness. So that is a lesson in itself. That Baba knows us for all our quirks, but his vision falls on our sweetness. So as Baba focuses on that, what emerges from us is our sweetness also. For example, if you focus on someone's anger, what emerges in them? More of their anger temperament. If you focus on someone's ego and you even tell them, well, I think you are a very arrogant person. So what erupts in them? Is even more ego. And they will probably reply, well, how dare you say that? Which means, again, they're defending the ego. Their ego is hurt. And on the contrary, if you focus on someone's virtues and tell them, oh, you're so sweet, they will respond with a smile. In other words, you bring out more sweetness in them and they begin to help you. In fact, that person has no choice but to respond sweetly, because now they have to live up to your great vision of them. The vision that you have of them, they have to live up to that. And in the same way, if you tell someone, well, I really trust you, so they're likely to not do anything to damage that trust. And so I feel Baba uses this sweet psychological game so that we always emerge that sweetness from within us. Acha, so Baba said today, the Father has come to fill you all with treasures. And we were bankrupt. We call it the bankruptcy of the soul. We were empty, unfulfilled, lonely, upset, disappointed, disillusioned, disconnected and discontented, unhappy. We were actually both bankrupt in the pocket as well as the soul. And so what does all of this mean? It means that we were poor and, you can say, pitiable. Which means that we didn't have anything to give, anything more to give. If we cannot help ourselves, how can we help others? We could not give respect to others because we did not have our own self-respect. We could not give love because there was nothing to love in ourselves. And we could not serve others because there was just too much ego in us, not enough humility. So this is called bankruptcy of the soul. So now imagine that this was our poor state, even if we don't like to admit it. And, you know, don't be fooled by the wealth of this lifetime. Some people come very rich to Baba. But having a lot of money does not mean the soul is not poor. Having a lot of credentials and titles does not mean the soul is not empty. We have to realize that the soul was empty and depleted. We had no power. We had no peace. We had no love. And the Father of the soul has come to fill the soul. When he comes, he does not come empty-handed. He has come with all the treasures, laden with all the treasures. And so Baba uses the term treasures and not wealth. He has not come to make us physically rich, but full. And there is a difference. So the term treasure is a noun as well as a verb. Treasure as a noun are all those things that we hold precious to ourselves. And in our Lokic times, it was all physical aspects such as wealth, that's money, possessions, gold, diamonds, stocks, shares. And treasure is also a verb, which means that something we do. So, for example, we treasure those memories. I treasure the time with Daddy, for example, or we all treasure the time we had with Bab Dada, live Bab Dada. In other words, we value it, we appreciate it. So which treasures is Baba referring to today? And in fact, somebody asked me this question last week. What are the treasures we get from Baba? So all these treasures that we were devoid of, which is the love, the peace, the happiness, the kindness, this is what Baba has come to fill in our self, the soul. And now imagine if you don't have milk at home. You'll be so happy to see the milkman. Imagine if you don't have fruits and vegetables at home. You'll be so happy to see the greengrocer. So in the same way, we are so happy to see the Father who has brought for us all these treasures that we had run out of. That's why Baba is saying he has come to fill us again. We had some treasures, which is why we did not fall completely and completely as a human race, but obviously not enough. So Baba has come to fill the soul and not just to fill the bank account. And actually, I do believe that once the soul is full, the physical bank account will fill itself, because as I begin to give love and kindness and remain peaceful, others will want me to work with them. They will pay me just to retain me because they want someone honest and hardworking. So that money will come, but we have to fill the qualities in the soul. Baba says in the Murli also, he's the ocean of knowledge and he fills us with the whole knowledge of this world tree. So imagine all the knowledge that you know about the world tree and all the different aspects of drama and the parts and the actors and going home and the three worlds. I mean, all of this is quite insightful. It's also helpful in our daily life. And then he says later that he filled us 5,000 years ago and now we have lost everything. And Baba says, I only tell you these things, those who lost the wealth in a practical way. So he only tells us, those who lost the wealth in a practical way. In other words, now that we know we are those who lost it, then of course we will be the ones who will appreciate finding it again. So the treasures are the points of knowledge that we turn into power, as Baba said in the last of Yak Murli. We become embodiments of these treasures. Another treasure is the love we feel in yoga from Baba. Because again, there's no love like Baba's love. And then Brahmin family is another treasure. We are the members of this Brahmin family and we lost connection with each other. So imagine finding your lost siblings. That is why we are called long lost. We lost the connection long ago with God and our family. Then Baba said, just follow God's instructions. And of course he means don't add your own manmat to this. And the classic example we always give is of cooking or baking a cake or some recipe. So if we don't follow the recipe as it is prescribed, will we end up with the same result? No. So just like the cook in the kitchen who is trying, we are also there with Baba and we are trying to make the effort. And we think we are good by just being present, but we add our own ingredients, our own mind ingredients, and then we wonder why the outcome is not what it's supposed to be. So Baba is saying in the Murli, and it might be a little confusing, but Baba is saying you followed Devi Mat, right? Divine instructions and devilish instructions, which is Asuri Mat. So these were the stories in the scriptures. So these were the stories about gods and goddesses, but that's also misleading. Then Baba says you follow Devi Mat, which means again divine instructions, which now keep us happy, make us happy. And so these are Baba's Ishwariya directions, which is godly directions. And so Baba said, in order to follow God's directions, you first have to have full faith in the Father. the one who teaches you. So isn't this the case that if you're going to take some apprenticeship with some master or guru, then you have to first have faith in this person. Otherwise, it's of no use. Because no matter what they're teaching you, you won't believe. And because you won't believe, you won't follow, you won't practice. So faith is an absolute in understanding and following divine instructions. And let me add here that in the early days, we only needed Baba and faith. This is the stories that we hear from our dadis. That when they were sick, Baba would feed them milk and that would be the medicine. And they would get better immediately. And Dadi Janki remembers giving honey as medicine or giving a spoon of ghee as medicine. And the patients would get well. There was not the money to afford other medicines. So again, when patients are now sick, nowadays, there's a lot of doubt and fear, expectations of how they should be looked after or sensitivities. And yes, part of it's ill health and it makes us sensitive. But if the faith is reinforced, then just trust that Baba is taking care, Baba will look after you, and Baba will help you get better. And if I tell my own story, I remember when I had my wisdom teeth taken out in London. This was in my 20s, and I was staying in Baba Bhavan with Dadi and Jenti Ben and Sudesh Ben, and the top room had just been converted, the attic room. So the attic was converted to two rooms and a bathroom. So I was at the top. And I'd had this procedure done in the hospital during the day. And then I'd come home and my face was just swollen. And for a whole week, actually. And I hadn't come down and I didn't go to class. But anyway, in between, Dadi climbed those stairs, the last set of stairs, to come up to the attic to give me drishti and put a hand over my head, and it was just so soothing. And I got on my feet very quickly. So it's not all about medication. It's about trusting Baba's love and drishti. And really, that is enough. So that's why we need to have faith in Baba's directions. We don't need many directions. Human directions made us fall, Baba said. We just need Baba's directions. Then Baba went on to talk about Maya. Baba said, don't be defeated by Maya. And Baba actually raises the point about bribes. And he said, don't accept bribes. And Baba says, he understands that you have to live. You have to fill your stomachs, but do not be greedy and don't do a wrong deed. Because if you have to go to jail, then Baba is not responsible. So this brings us to the point of why it is that we justify Maya. Why is it that we justify that we have to do these things? We think we have to lie, we have to cheat, we have to accept bribes. But that is actually lowering our standards. And Maya wants us to lower our standards so that we remain weak. But if I have the highest principle, highest standards, then faith will kick in. Not Maya, but faith will kick in and that energy will work in our favor. I was listening to one documentary which explains very clearly how consumerism skyrocketed. And that's because the media and government started justifying or convincing us that we needed this item to feel good. They were addressing our greed and not our need. So at the beginning of the 20th century, we had been only buying goods because we needed them. But now, to make the economy grow, to create profit, the mass media made us believe that we need them to feel good, that we need to have this to be happy. And this is all Maya's illusionary tricks. It took us further away from the truth, and that is we are happiness. We do not need to buy happiness. We are happiness. And then Baba says, Man Manabhav is the great mantra. Manmanabha, remember me and me alone. And even in Islam, they say, La ilaha illallah, which means there is no one but the one God, which is like a similar comparison to remember me and me alone. So this is the great mantra, Baba says, that's going to take us across. Conquer Maya and you conquer the world. Maya jeet, so Jagat jeet. And because Maya is an illusion, we have to conquer that illusion. If we conquer the illusion, like break the illusion, shatter that glass of illusion, then we have the whole world in the palm of our hand. Next point, Baba encouraged us to actually tell the surgeon about our sins. And many people ask me this question, whom to tell now? Now that the dadis have, you know, no time or are not meeting us personally, or Baba's not here, obviously. Well, I remember what Dadi Janki used to say earlier, and she always used to say, tell someone who is following Srimad. So if you have to confess, tell someone who is following Srimad. Because it's the act of actually confessing. It's more about us becoming light than about the other person listening or retaining that information. And think about it, once the secret is out, it has no hold over us. It's also the act of realization. When I realize that that was wrong, then I will talk, then I will confess. So once I voice it, again, it's not like this quiet devil in my mind that's harassing me. And so once that is revealed to someone, it removes the fear. Otherwise, the sins have such a hold over us that keep us in fear and make us heavy. And it blocks our efforts. And we can't remember Baba. And that's what Baba said. You won't be able to remember Baba and your conscience will bite inside. Finally, a very nice point, Baba says. He guarantees us there will not be sorrow in the golden age. So what better package deal do we want than this? That the inheritance comes with a guarantee that we will not experience an iota of sorrow in the golden age. And so with those thoughts and wishing you a lovely day, Om Shanti.